Hello, I'm just going to do a quick discussion on the poem War Photographer, which is by Carol Ann Duffy. So this poem's written in the third person, and it's describing a photographer in his darkroom as he develops prints from his latest job in the field. As the images that are called sort of slopping in the trays emerge, he's filled with horror at the memories of the violent scenes that he witnessed and photographed for his job. His hands shake, and Duffy uses powerful imagery and an effective contrast to explore not only the conflict in war, but the conflict within himself and some of the main issues with the wider world of media reporting. It's written in four stanzas, each of six lines, with a regular rhyme scheme. And this poem seems to be imposing an order into the chaotic war of worlds that the war photographer works in. Just a bit of context. It comes from Duffy's friendship with Don McKillen and Philip Jones Griffiths, two well-respected photographers who specialise in war photography. And she's fascinated by what makes somebody do such a job and how they feel in these situations where often there's this choice that's being made between recording the horrific events, which is essential for the world to see, but also just helping. It's something that I'd always thought about when I used to watch Comic Relief, and you'd see these videos of these children starving. I think, how could you be there and not just help? The aspects of power and conflict that come through, obviously the horrors of war, words like blood-stained or cries of a wife also show the imagery. But there's also this conflict as the photographer is grappling with what he does for a living. He has a job to do, is a quote. It's short, simple, monosyllabic. It's like he's trying to cut his emotions out. Similar to what happens in Remains, and actually Remains is a great poem for comparison if you get War Photographer or vice versa if you get Remains. That idea of trying to push your feelings to one side, you know, the idea of being traumatised by war. We've also got the criticism of Western society, where we've got, you know, tears between the bath and the pre-lunch beers, which is one of my favourite quotes, because it is really mocking, really judging how little we regard the horrific situations that are going on right now. And I know it talks about tears, but they are pushed to one side and they are just there for this short segment of our day. We are not affected in the way that we should be by the images that we see. It's very distant for us. So as I said, it's a great poem to link with Remains. There's some really, really good quotes if you want to try and remember some that evoke the emotions that Duffy's trying to put through about war and the aftermath of war, and how this individual photographer is so affected. Some of the quotes that I would try and remember would be, "All flesh is grass," which is actually a biblical quote, which means that human life is temporary, but also kind of gives this image of all these dead bodies, and that's at the end of the first stanza. He's in his dark room, so perhaps the subject matter is very dark as well. We've got this structure as the play is structured as though he obviously is in the dark room, but his mind is somewhere else, and he chops between the two. When we have something like half-formed ghost, that's another good quote, because yes, it's talking about the photo as it's being developed, but also perhaps maybe the body that has been mutilated, the fact that it's a ghost is someone that has died, someone that is haunting him. So these are some good quotes. Blood stained into foreign dust, the reminder that this is happening somewhere else, and dust. We've got sort of a bit of juxtaposition here, because stained is something that is long lasting, and dust seemingly quite insignificant, like it could be brushed off. So I think that presents there the feelings of how the Western society, how we are viewing this, maybe that we're not doing enough. As I've talked about tears between the bath and the pre-lunch beers, but the last one that I think is really important is they do not care. It could refer to the readers of the newspaper who don't care about the victims of war, or it could refer to the wider world, which is quite apathetic about other people's suffering. And if things aren't directly in front of us, we have a way of sort of shutting them out. So, as I said, I'm just going to do a couple of links with the poem Remains, because I think it's a great one to compare. So the poet of war photographer uses sibilance for spools of suffering set out in ordered rows. And this kind of highlights the image of the graves and the bodies. Spools of suffering seems quite chaotic, yet ordered rows seems quite organised. And the poet Remains, so Armitage, uses alliteration. So we've got sibilance and alliteration. So we've got every round as it rips through his life. And the harsh R sound reflects the violence of the image here and portrays how vivid this memory is, because it's brought to life through the sound. So both poets use alliterative effects to create a sense of panic and disorder and highlight violence in this way. One of the next links that I would make between war photographer and remains is the use of imagery and metaphor. So war photographer, we've got 100 agonies in black and white, which obviously we're talking about his negatives of the photos, but also it's the pain of the conflict. Agonies, very, very powerful noun. They're black and white because they're kind of reduced and factual or simplified. But there's a real struggle there that the pain is not being given enough recognition, okay? It's not being given the colour it deserves. And then we've also got with his bloody life in my bloody hands. And the repetition of bloody here shows us that his memory of death keeps returning, and also suggests that tortured memories of war are flooded with guilt for taking this man's life, and makes the reader sort of sympathise with him. And again, you know, it's blood on his hands, which is something that you could link to London, if perhaps you wanted to compare remains in London, if you're thinking about this idea of blood on hands signifying guilt. So this picture of war, is one that is terrible, and these effects of the conflict are long-lasting. Another way that I would link the two, obviously, is with this idea of PTSD. So the fact that someone is traumatised and the memory is haunting and never fading because of war. And then we've also got this idea of internal rhyme. So Caroline Duffy uses it to show like a casual aspect of war, so the tears between the bath and the pre-lunch beers. It's kind of mocking the newspaper readers for how short and insufficient the effect of the conflict is having on them, unlike the victims of war. And Armitage does this as well, really reduces the experience as a coping mechanism in this case. So where we've got tosses his guts or carted him off in the back of a lorry, or one of them legs it up the road. The use of this colloquial language, which is mainly the first half of the poem, shows that he is like pushing his emotions to one side. Not Armitage himself, but obviously the speaker of the poem. And then at the end, we've got the drugs won't flush him out here, which is a use of imagery to show his tortured mind. Okay, so it's both poems highlight this casual, uncaring attitude towards conflict, and both poets criticise that. And I think the message there for both of these poems is how long-lasting these effects are, and how they shouldn't be pushed to one side, and they should be given the attention that they deserve. Okay, hope this was helpful. Bye.